You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you to blow our minds. Mm-hmm. This is where we ask you to call in with something we would not believe if you told us. It's that story that you use, like your campfire story. And it's kind of, saying? Where you're sitting there going, you're not, and then the hand came over and grabbed my, like it's that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little worried about telling this one. This is a story from the news, and I want you, how are you doing today, buddy? You doing good, T.I.?
Great, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, stay in your seat.
Yeah, please stay seated.
Okay.
There was a guy in Kansas that was driving down the road when out of nowhere, a deer jumped out in front of him.
Of course.
And I think you know what happens next. He crashed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never swerve. Never swerve for deer.
Is that really a thing?
It's really a thing. It's more dangerous because you swerve. That's when you end up crashing into.
And you lose control.
You lose control.
They want
you
to just hit it.
Yeah.
And then,
I do too. But you are supposed to do it. It's real. It's real.
But how do you tell yourself?
It's hard.
To not.
It's your natural instinct is to do it, but that's how you end up in a worse crash. Is if you swerve.
It makes sense. It's kind of like the over rotating when you're on ice, and then that's how you lose control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's this is a weird side conversation. Women don't wear purses ever anymore. I don't remember last time.
They're back.
The purse over the shoulder?
Yeah.
But it's like they tell you don't resist if somebody's mugging you or whatever. But if somebody grabs your purse, you're like,
meh. It's just,
your instinct is to grab it back.
Yeah.
But it's like, don't do that. And like, don't swerve when a giant animal jumps out in front of you. Anyway, I may have the order wrong.
You do.
I do, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So the woman was driving down the road. She hit a deer. Okay.
Okay.
Her husband happened to be on the same road driving the opposite direction. She hits the deer. The deer jumps into his way.
Mm. What?
And he hits
the deer.
The same deer. Two people, same family, major car accidents.
Wow.
One deer.
Wow. Good. I hate deer. Honey, I know what I want to do for our anniversary.
No.
We're going deer smashing.
Yeah.
When you're ready to get rid of your car, maybe just go ahead and just go.
Okay.
Come out to the... There's deer out in my hood, sort of.
Are there really?
Yeah. There's the Rocky Mountain Arsenal out there. Okay, you don't know what that is.
No, I don't.
It used to be where they had nuclear ordnance, and now it's like a animal sanctuary.
Oh,
and I believe there's a chupacabra out there.
Mm.
Mythical Mexican beast, but I believe one is on the arsenal. Anyway, so that's an example of like, whoa, that amount of coincidence.
That's unbelievable. Wild.
That is, wow.
I know you guys are so tired of hearing this story, but it's my favorite story that ever happened. A guy goes to a Castle Rock gas station, and while he's standing there, he's going to go inside and pay for something. He's doodling on a $5 bill. He doodles a bunch of crap on Lincoln's face or whatever. Is it Lincoln?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doodles a bunch of crap, pays for his stuff. Fast forward like 6 weeks. He's in Thornton. He's not, like, this is what makes this story incredible. He's not at the same gas station.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Goes to another gas station, pays with cash. They give him change. He gets his $5 bill.
Wow.
Doodle.
That's
unbelievable.
It's the doodle. Come on.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe that if you told me.
Well, I just did tell you. Do you believe me?
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
All right, if you've got a story that's so incredible that we wouldn't believe you if you told us, we want you to tell us anyway, and we'll try to believe you.
That was so redundant.
303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I have told this story before. You wouldn't believe me if I told you this, but my friends and I...
No way!
The friend part.
Okay. Oh,
in college, we went and we went to the college town to like party for a night.
Yeah.
And my buddy was wearing a t-shirt with our school on it, and it was a dry fit t-shirt. You know, that material that's like the moisture wicking.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a lot to drink and we lost him. We had no idea where he was all night. But we're finally, the next morning, we're texting him. We're trying to figure out where he is. We find him. He gets in the car. We start heading back to our town. And about halfway down to we're back to the college, he goes, we realize he's wearing the same shirt, exact same print, all of it. But it is not dry fit anymore. It's a cotton t-shirt. And we have no idea. He has no memory of what happened, why his shirt changed. But he's the dry fit shirt.
You're lying.
Became a cotton
shirt.
You're lying. It looked exactly the same.
I swear to God, you've never told me this story before. You're saying
the
like the aliens who abducted him.
Something happened. Yeah.
Like had to do a copy of his shirt, and they were just like, "That's good enough."
I swear.
Was it like a college shirt?
Yeah, it was a college. It had our college on it.
So I bet he drunkenly was like, "Hey, we have the same shirt. Let's switch." And he switched with someone.
No.
That's what you do when you're drunk.
She's onto something. That's what makes the most sense, but he had no memory of that.
Well, yeah, he was drunk.
So,
no, Aaron, I want this to be much more about alien.
Some sort of magical shirt.
Dude, that's my wouldn't believe me. Like, I was at a bar in Boulder, and I went outside, and I don't remember anything else until I woke up in Golden, walking next to the Colorado School of Mines.
Wow.
Wearing a dry fit shirt.
You were involved.
From your university. Yeah, I was like, what happened?
Then you hit a deer.
I did. No, but I mean, that really happened to me. I don't remember.
Wow, that's
weird. I woke up walking.
That's so weird.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, all my clothes were of a different fabric. No, but I think something happened to me that night.
It probably happened
to your friend. I didn't trade clothes or just like ask somebody to drop me off. All right, enough about me, enough about them. If you have an unbelievable story, we want to hear what it is. Wouldn't believe me if I told you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're looking for our minds to be blown. You wouldn't believe me if I told you. Krista.
Yay.
What's yours?
7, 8 years old, I had long blonde hair past my butt. And I was outside playing with a little boy, and he picked up an entire pile of those baby little rocks and threw it at the back of my head. And all of a sudden, my entire blonde hair was red. And after going to the hospital,
I had
80 holes, little tiny holes in my head.
What?
Yes.
Wait, what? Why would they poke what?
The rocks?
Those little gravel rocks, and it punctured 80 little tiny holes into my head to where my blonde hair was now bright red.
From blood or?
From blood. I've never heard my mom scream so loud in her life.
Oh my God.
It would have been way more impressive if you actually became a redhead.
That's what I thought.
That's why I said sorry.
Because
hair was blood red. Bright blonde hair was now blood red.
Did she get any pictures of it? Because nowadays they would. Like, even if your daughter's bleeding out, you'd be like, hold on.
This was the early 90s.
Yeah, no cameras then. Got it. All right. Okay. That's pretty good. We hate that kid. Thank you.
Yeah.
Laura.
Yay.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you what happened to you.
I met my husband. We were both on this chat app, just chat rooms, no profiles, no dating site, nothing like that.
Oh, wow.
And I ended up, you know, just meeting him in a chat room on there. Turns out that we were almost neighbors. He lived less than a block away from me.
Whoa. I love these stories.
Whoa.
Because it's like destiny. Destiny tried to put you next to each other, and you just weren't getting it done. So it was like, just put them together in a chat room.
Yeah,
in some smutty, weird chat room. So you just started chatting it up. It's like, yeah, no, I live place you've never heard of. Because I've done that. I've been in a chat room. It's like, you've never heard of it. Like, I'm in Longmont, Colorado, and they're like, you know,
well, we were actually. I actually have a whole my main friend group back up in Wisconsin was from that chat room. So he met up at trivia night one night to do a group hang, and we just got to talking, and we've been hanging out almost every night for about 7 years now.
Wow. Oh,
noted.
Okay. That's some, all right, so trivia nights, what are we trying now? Chat rooms or trivia nights? Melinda?
Yay.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you what happened to you.
So when I was younger, my mom was watching the news one night. And I couldn't sleep, so I snuck out, and I was hiding behind the couch. And they were talking about this guy that they named the Hammer Man here in Colorado.
The Hammer Man?
The Hammer Man.
Oh, was he that guy? I thought he did it in New Mexico, too. Was he the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it in several states, but he was here in Colorado.
Hmm.
Okay. And
I freaked out and couldn't sleep. You know, mom reassured me that, you know, everything was going to be fine. The Hammer Man's not going to come and get me.
Okay.
Well, then fast forward 20 years, and we were camping, and we were talking about something that scared us to death when we were kids.
Okay.
So I bring up this story about the Hammer Man. And one of the guys that was camping with us, he said, "That's not funny." And I was like, "Why isn't that funny? That was scared me to death as a kid." And he says, "Because I'm the only surviving victim of the Hammer Man."
Whoa.
So he got hammered by the Hammer Man and didn't die?
Him and his wife. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
But she did die?
She did not die. No, neither one of them died. They were the only two surviving victims of the Hammer Man.
Wow.
And you just happened to bring it up at your campfire. That's weird.
Yeah, I just happened to bring it up. And then fast forward another, 15 years or so, and it was on the news again that they caught him. And
they caught
Hammer Man. Caught the Hammer Man?
When they caught him, did he say, like, stop?
I don't know.
Hammer time.
Sorry. Sorry! Sorry. Thanks for the call. Joe?
Yeah.
I understand that people died, but it seemed like the story was just going to...
Yeah.
I had it.
You let me drop the hammer.
Okay, sorry, Joe. You wouldn't believe me if I told you what happened to you.
Okay, so my husband had a daughter before we were married, and the mom took her away and would not let him have anything to do with her, lost touch and all of that. But anyway, we had two daughters, and my daughter and my son-in-law had bought a house close to our neighborhood. And there was a couple that ended up moving in next door to them. The house had went up sale, and they moved in next door to them, and they got to be close friends and found out that that is my husband's daughter. So
whoa.
She didn't even know she was moving close to her.
No, had no idea. I mean, it's beautiful. Like, God works in such
That's incredible. And now he's been reunited with her?
Yes, and their sisters, their half-sisters, but they are so close. Their personalities are so similar.
It's awesome.
It's beautiful.
Love that.
Like, I
no,
love
that.
Is, isn't that great?
That's incredible.
They didn't even need a chat room.
Okay.
They just got it.
Just don't. All right.
Okay.
Carissa?
Yay.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What happened to you?
So I took a trip to the Galapagos Islands with my boyfriend a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And we met two brothers from the States while we were there and hung out with them for a little bit. Didn't exchange any information with them and, never heard from them again until the year following. My boyfriend and I took another road trip out to Zion National Park.
Okay.
And we were going up one of the popular tourist hikes. This kid stops us and he says, "Oh my gosh, I know you." And me and my boyfriend don't recognize him at all. But he's like, "No, we met a year ago in the Galapagos Islands." And it's like,
you guys just choose the exact same vacation spots.
Yeah. Like, it's a budget year for you guys too.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
All right, this is like that point in the show where Bon Jovi hasn't played "Living on a Prayer" yet, and you're like, "It's coming! It's coming! It's about to happen! I'm gonna sing along."
They're gonna sing along.
News.
No.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Come on, guys. You have to admit, it felt pretty good yesterday.
It was so cute.
It really was,
that people texted in to 51059 and said, "I actually do sing along with it."
I love that. That made my heart
it's
so
just
warm.
News and nope. And they're just.
Yeah, some people said their kids got involved. There's hand motions, a whole dance to it
Shut
and stuff.
Up.
There's choreography.
To news or nope?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They're working way harder than we
you
are.
You cannot text us the videos because our text system is antiquated, but they could hit us up on Insta or whatever.
If
you're singing along with the news or nope thing,
I want to put it together like a little collage.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
If you sing along with news or nope, shoot a video and send it to us.
Awesome. Yeah.
I think that's like, because we were just like, I was screwing around yesterday. I was like, come on, man. People sing along. And I was kidding.
Yeah, I never thought of it either, but that's
people
awesome.
Genuinely sing along. So thank
I love
you.
People.
Send your videos.
Good evening. We got the reunion that we always wanted, but not in the best way possible. Liam Payne's funeral was today. All of the boys attended. It was very sad, but cute.
Can I tell you?
What did you think I was going to talk about? Because you threw your arms up in the air. You were excited.
I did. And I think Tiak knows why I'm excited.
I do. I do.
What reunion?
This is a victory. This is almost as big of a victory for me as knowing that people sing along to News or Nope.
What?
You were the first story today, which is the one and only opportunity to say the P word, and you did not say it.
Oh, yeah. Well, because T-Hack said we each get one, and I used mine earlier this week.
No, you each get one per show.
Each day. Oh.
Each day. You could say it if you're the first story.
Oh, I thought
say,
it was just one per week.
No. So
gotcha. Okay.
Anyway, let's go back to 1D. That is definitely news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They please. My ex-wife and my daughter obsessed with One Direction. Our good friend. Mm-hmm. She's not really obsessed with One Direction.
More so Harry.
Just Harry.
Yeah.
And so I know there's an appetite for this, but please, for the love of God, say there's no pictures of this, because it's like his funeral.
There are pictures of people at the funeral. Nothing of him. It's a closed casket. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there are pictures of all the boys there, the parents, the girlfriend, or the ex-girlfriend, sorry. Yeah.
I was just Googling pictures when you said that, I swear. Am I not supposed to look? Because
you can't. I don't like it. It's like, hey, paparazzi, we do have a thirst for what you're out there doing.
But like, try to be respectful.
Just not at this, man.
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, I know all the dudes from, was Zayn there too?
Mm-hmm. Literally all the boys.
Wow.
Wow. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't sing or anything, right?
No.
No. I wasn't trying to be.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just trying to be like.
No paparazzi, but please perform.
No, I'm just saying, like, wouldn't that be incredible? Like, not for public consumption, but to like.
Mm-hmm. There was a floral bouquet of bowling pins and a bowling ball. And at first you're probably like, well, that's confusing.
I definitely don't get that.
But the ex-girlfriend, one of their first dates was bowling. And I think he was a big bowling fan. So that's touching.
Liam was?
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. So that is beautiful. Mm-hmm. No actual reunion plan though, right?
No.
Okay.
Good evening. In work from home news, breaking study has just been reported that 26% of people who work from home claim that they have had relations while on the clock, thus proving 74% of people who work from home are lying because everyone does it.
Oh, okay. Well, this is where it gets awkward because I don't work from home. Do you work from home?
I don't work from home.
Tiak, you don't work from home, do you?
No, I don't.
Your wife does, though.
Does she?
She does.
She does. Mm. I'm there a lot. She's there a lot. You know?
So are you saying?
Yes, of course.
You've had relations with your wife while she's on the clock.
Yeah.
I've been offered.
With AHAC?
No.
Come on over. We need a third.
She's been reading my diary.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Really? Is it hot in here?
Ooh. I'm blushing.
All right. Message received.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The first trailer for the live action How to Train Your Dragon has dropped.
What?
I'm so excited. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Wait, who's the guy? It's not Christian Slater, is it?
In the live action.
Not
you
the
mean?
Live action, in the original one.
Hiccup?
No, the dude. The dude who rides the dragon.
Hiccup.
That's his name?
Yes.
Oh.
Jay Baruchel.
It is?
It's mm-hmm. that, yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah. He's in This Is the End. He's that guy.
He had a show like that nobody on planet Earth remembers, but it was still with kind of that pack. He had a show called Undeclared.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a college show, and like his roommate was his smoldering hot like British dude. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that dude turned out to be Jax from
Charlie Hunnam?
Yes, from Whoa. Sons of Anarchy. He was on Undeclared. I swear I'm not making that up. I love that show. It was one of those shows, like there were shows like John from Cincinnati and different shows like Netflix or HBO did.
Charlie Hunnam
was on it.
Yeah, and he, yeah, wow.
I think I'm getting.
Wow, what a beautiful man.
He is gorgeous. I'm getting a pattern. What's his name?
Charlie Hunnam.
And what's the chips in the yellow bag?
Stop.
You struggle with onion words.
I guess.
Okay.
Good evening. One of the biggest shopping days of the year is coming up in just a couple of weeks, okay. Black Friday, and a third of Black Friday shoppers admit that they hide purchases from their partner.
Well, what? Yeah, that's gifts, right?
Yeah.
Aren't you getting...
Is this where you do? And the other two thirds are sleeping with AHAC on the clock.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. Should we do this or should we not do this?
Bah humbug.
No. Okay. I've complained on the show a bunch about like everything. I never win an award or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And recently I won an award.
You
here.
Did. So proud of you.
And they rubbed it in your face a little bit.
So when I won the award, they played audio of mm-hmm. me on this show mm-hmm. talking trash about the company, specifically the local chapter of this company, how I never win an award, how it's all nerds. I mean, I said some of the worst things you can say. And I just assume I can say these things into this microphone and the people who work here are not, it's never gonna come back and bite me in the ass. But I was in a meeting, like we were all sitting there with every single coworker and they started to play my hateful, venomous words to everyone before they presented me with an award. Yeah. Having said that, here we go again. I wanna know, text into 51059.
I'm complaining this time. I'll take the heat.
Okay, but before you do then, I just want to do this. Does everybody, are we done with the COVID thing and done with like budget cuts and all the things that happened in the early 2020? Like, do companies have Christmas parties again or no? Because if you all are having like steak dinners at Shanahan's or whatever, where you get to bring your sig other or you're renting out the ballroom at the Marriott.
Right. I think there's still budget cuts. For sure.
But are they... I get it. Nobody's getting Christmas bonuses. Please text in what your company's doing for you for Christmas to 51059. Just party with your family, party just you, bonuses. Like,
I'm genuinely curious. But that's why I hate National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Because the whole movie's based on him. Is he going to get this Christmas bonus or not?
Yeah.
And this bonus is enough to put a pool into your backyard. And we're supposed to feel bad for this guy that he didn't budget his money appropriately. It's like... What is a Christmas bonus?
I've never gotten one.
That's not a thing anymore. The movie, it's a flawed premise. Don't get me started.
Sorry, buddy. So since I'm not complaining, what's your complaint about the Christmas party here at this awesome company, Odyssey Denver?
Well, this has been a few years running now that it's been this way. And we have a Christmas party scheduled during work hours.
Literally?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you telling me that this isn't aimed directly at me?
Well.
What time does the party start, Aaron?
3.
What time does this show start?
3.
So they're starting the party when they know we can't go.
Well.
If they started it at 1, we could go for a couple hours and come up and do the show.
Mm-hmm.
If they started it at 6, we would only miss the first hour, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knows the earlier you start a party, the better. Like, let's get a 10 a.m. party going. 9:30.
Seriously. So the party starts at 3.
Yes. Uh-huh. And it is, so it's during work hours, and it's also...
Isn't it like only 3 to 6?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So we literally can't go.
We literally cannot go. Well, we can, because I think TX getting to the next point.
It's on the floor beneath us. It's in our building.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
It's so at the office. It's at work.
The amount of time it would take you to go pee, you can now skip peeing and go down, get under the mistletoe with whatever coworker had your eyeball on. Yeah. Who's the tall guy who everybody lusted after?
No.
Nick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
No.
No, but for me, I want to get after Nick.
Well, he's a handsome
Nick,
man.
Hey, Nick, I'm coming for you.
Oh, boy.
Strike one is the time.
Yep.
Strike two is the location. It's just at the office, which leads me to strike three.
Okay.
It is Odyssey employees only. In bold, underlined letters, No outside guests allowed. Now, I remember growing up, it was a big thing to go to my dad's company Christmas party every year, the holiday party. It would be at night. There'd be a dinner. There'd be maybe a band.
That's a real thing.
Did you have to like dress kind of formal?
I remember wearing like turtlenecks a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Just like wintery stuff.
That's fun.
It was a big deal for my dad to get to bring his family to meet, and he could go, hey, this is...
And then the boss comes over and is like, oh, this must be a little tea hat.
Exactly. And then not only that, but also I remember in the summer they did a company cookout. At a park somewhere.
Oh, like three-legged races.
All of that. I remember one time they had a NASCAR car there. That you could just check out. You could just sit in it and stuff. And I was like 8 years old. It was the coolest thing ever. It was like, you could just get in the... That's when
life was cool.
It was. It was awesome. So now, here I am. I have my little family. I never get to show them off. I never get to put Leo in a turtleneck. And it's time for the Christmas party, and I can't bring them. They don't have a key card. They're not invited.
They don't have a key card?
Yeah.
I mean, so I kind of like it because I don't have any family. Okay. Oh, I don't have anybody to spend the holidays with. So
I can give you a kid.
No. Here's what I'm going to do.
They can't come.
I just want you to know, because I'm lonely, I'm happy you don't get to bring your family, which means everybody's going to be lonely at the party. Mm-hmm. And maybe tall glass of water Nick will give me the time of day.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
OPP. Other people's problems. What is happening today?
We have Gina today, and her husband is saving too much money.
Oh my God.
What?
Do you know what I love about OPP? There are times where I just think all the calls are going to be like, hey, because it's like, oh, I love my man, except he does this one thing. And it's like, there are women out there like, I would kill for a guy for that to be his hang up.
Mm-hmm.
To only have this one problem. And the way you've sold it right now, we already don't like this person. And we're about to bring her on the air. Is that how you want to leave it?
It's because I'm good at teasing.
Oh, nanny, nanny, boo, boo. Gina.
Yay.
All right. So explain yourself. What's wrong with your man?
Oh, my loving, sweet husband started out with a hobby of couponing.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay, now it's coming into play.
Okay, yeah, no, I get, okay.
I still don't see the problem.
I need to hear the outcome, because if it goes to where I think it could go, it can absolutely be a problem. So,
well, we are there. So I thought it was going to be great that he had a little hobby. You know, you save some money here and there. It was, you know, easy in the beginning, and, it worked out. But now it has taken on a whole new life. We have now stockpiled stuff in our basement, crap that we don't need, we're not using.
Hold up. And you're not talking about coupons stockpiled. Like, he buys something like just because it's on sale and he can get it cheaper.
He's using coupons, too. But, yes, he's doing all of that. Yes.
Okay. Even because you can sometimes get stuff for like, my mom is the queen of, like, oh, my God, I found a coupon to get this for free. And, like, she's got, like, 5 huge bags of dog food. I'm like, you don't have a dog.
exactly where I was thinking. You don't have a dog.
Right.
You know, the problem about the toilet paper and stuff, you know, that was out there in the news.
Yeah,
we might be one of them houses.
You're a hoarder family now. You're like.
But you got it for free, and you still can use it.
We don't have that many butts to wipe.
Okay.
Okay.
But so is it, okay, so is your big problem a storage problem, or is it more than that? Is it his obsession with it? What are the problems with him saving all this money?
It's now an obsession. It's storage obsession. Now, whenever I want to go do things, oh, that's too expensive. Bah, 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 bah. And you're just like, what?
Okay.
It's too expensive to live. Okay, I'm not going to stay in our house built of toilet paper. Okay. You know, hello, I like to go out. I like to, you know, we have the money saved. We can spend a little bit.
So it's is it so bad now that, like, if he can't find a coupon to a restaurant, then you just don't go?
And, you know, that's embarrassing. I don't want to pull out coupons at a restaurant.
No, I understand, but yeah.
He's getting that bad. But we have jobs. We make a decent living. You know, it was supposed to be a hobby. It was supposed to, you know, just get his mind off of other
Right.
Stuff in the world. And now it has now become his world, and it's now affecting my world.
Mm,
and
okay.
Sometimes I go out eating without him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so now you're having to hide.
You're living a double life because of his new single life.
Exactly. I don't want to lie.
What do you want? What are you looking for today? Are you looking for fellow coupon widows or like what? I don't know. Or do you want to know how to shut off his new hobby? What kind of advice are you looking for?
Honestly, it's getting to the point to where should I start looking outside of my marriage in the sense of a divorce lawyer or something that I don't.
Oh my God. I did not think we were being this serious.
Can I ask, is couponing like that obsessive? Can that be like more of a mental issue? Is it part of like an OCD or a something like more serious?
I've
never looked at it that way. Honestly, do I need to be looking for a psychiatrist then?
Yeah,
it seems like it would be tied. Kind of solution and get my fun husband back because I want to.
Yeah,
keep
okay. So you love your man. You want to keep him, but you want him back. You want the original, non frugal dude back.
Yeah,
basically. And
okay. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I think we can all relate to it a little bit. Like, getting obsessed by things. Like, you, Tia, get obsessed with the sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Aaron, you like concerts, vinyl, like just men. Whatever. Men. Oh, Jesus. But like, and then it becomes the hunt. It's not even need the sneakers. It's like, I just got to get them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then as soon as you get them, it's like, all right, what's next?
Yes.
And you don't even enjoy what, and it sounds like he's at that point with the couponing where it's not even what we need or, oh, hey, great, we saved some money today.
It's just, I got this awesome deal.
Yeah. Yes. And then what's the next deal? What's the next
one? Have you ever
one?
Been in line at the grocery store behind one of these people?
No, but I've seen the show on TLC. It's wild.
Yeah, they like have a trapper keeper.
Yeah.
And they're like,
it's organized.
And they're just like, dirt, 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 dirt. And like, but it just slows the whole process down.
Yeah. Yeah. I would quit if I were working the register.
I mean, for real. But they have to, like, now I think some of them you can just scan like onto your grocery store app.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, so your coupons are just kind of there. You put in your thing. It's like, if you buy the right things, it just automatically takes a coupon off. But it is, it becomes. But you see it.
And you said it there. If you buy the right things, are you buying what you want and what your family needs? Or are you just buying the right things to get these coupons? And it's like, well, you know, we bought chicken, but we wanted beef. But chicken was on
a
coupon.
I'm not lying. That's my mother.
Wow.
Like, she has crackers and it's like sour cream and onion crackers. I'm like, what's that? She's like, they're free. I'm like, you don't like that flavor. And she's like, but they were free. Like, why would I not get it? It's like, I wouldn't get it because it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we could get him to start maybe donating some of the stuff to food shelters or like something like that, like people in need? Or is he kind of
stopping
hoarding?
The problem?
I've taken stuff out of the house. He doesn't even know that's missing.
Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Because to me, it's like, keep doing your thing, and I'm like, you know what I mean? You're almost enabling him to keep doing it.
Yeah,
but we gotta shut him down.
But if he does get some sort of, it's like a hobby. She keeps saying, like, this is his thing. His, do we need joy. To find him a new thing to replace it, or is he
something?
Gonna be?
I need something. You know, I mean, it's even starting to affect sex and stuff. And that.
Okay, all right, we're gonna. You mentioned divorce lawyers and now sex, so we're gonna hang on.
You got a coupon? Or?
Hang on. I don't know how you.
I think it's got to be tied to that.
There's an underlying issue, I think.
Yeah.
I think OCD, it's like an eating disorder. Something. He's got it. He's like, it's like body dysmorphia, kind of. I know the people with actual eating disorders are going to be mad, but I do think it's the same where it's like.
It's some sort of control.
Yes. It's like, this is the one thing I can control. I can control how little I spend when I go to the store.
Mm.
Look at this. Look how full my cart is, and it costs $18. Look at that. I admit, I've done it a couple times, and you're like, ugh. But then you're like, it took me 18 hours to save $22. So let's do the math. That's $1.25 an hour.
Right.
That's not worth it.
Mm-hmm. And you ended up with a bunch of stuff you didn't even want. Or no, now you got to find a room for it. And
yeah. All right. Gina's got a coupon-obsessed husband. It's affecting relations. It's making her think about divorce attorneys. She just wants her fun hubby back. What should she do next? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are trying to help out Gina. She made some divorce threats and...
Yeah, that was unexpected.
That was weird, right?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like this, the couponing thing's like taking over their house and their relationship.
Her man thing got into couponing and now it's getting to the point where he's just...
He's obsessed.
And that's good. Saving money is a good thing.
For sure.
But he's buying stuff they don't need. It's like, oh my God, I can save $1,000 on this fishing pole set. And you're like, we don't fish.
Right.
But I saved $1,000. It's like...
Right. Now he's stockpiling stuff and it sounds like
he's got piles and piles of toilet paper and whatnot. So she's wondering if anybody has been through that. Ellen?
Yai.
Yai. What do you think?
Well, if it's an obsession with how much money he can save and all she wants is the junk out of her house, tell him to donate it to charity and then he can take a tax deduction for the charitable donation and save money on the same item twice.
It just feels...
Wait, I like that.
I do too, but it's like, I think, and I'm not putting words into his mouth, but for him... It's a little bit of that hunter-gatherer thing where it's like, I have gotten deal for my family. You know what I mean? It's like, I know it sound. This is a total stretch, but it's like when I was looking for rare whiskeys and driving to different stores or like when you're looking for a rare sneaker and you're like, and it's like, you need it. And it's like, he's like, but I got this deal for us.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just procure it and then give it away, I know it feels
it's one thing to get the deal and then it's another level to see it on your shelf at home.
Something
almost like a prize.
Right.
Yeah.
But then again, like, you know, to Ellen's point is he's not seeing it though.
Yeah.
He's got piles of this crap.
He's just moving on. Yeah. So I wonder if it could be good or could it exacerbate it too? Like, oh, now I don't have my stockpile anymore. I need my stockpile back.
Oh my God. What if he like,
or maybe it snaps him out of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Ellen, I hope you don't have a hoarder in your life, but if you do, we'll come over and help you. Eva?
Yai.
What do you think?
What do I think? I think that you could find a happy medium somewhere. Start giving a little bit at a time away to people who need it. Don't let it ruin your marriage. Marriage and love is hard to come by.
But would this be enough to ruin your marriage? I mean, he's not cheating on her. He's not out at bars. He's not like quitting jobs. He's finding deals, man. Like, I don't know.
But when you're putting all of your extra time and attention to that instead of your significant other, that could definitely take a toll.
But
to the point where you're not even going on dates, she said, unless they have a coupon.
And if she goes, well, can I get my nails done? And he's like, I don't have a coupon for that.
Can you buy me flowers? I don't have a coupon.
Yeah, but...
And now you're prioritizing the coupons over your relationship.
I know, but there's something so magical about it. I'm starting to be on his side.
Mm.
Because like our good friend, Ben, who owns a restaurant, has like he does well. All of a sudden, he's realized the value of points. And he's getting some of these incredible things. And now he's just spending money like crazy. I'm like, what are you doing? It's like, I'm getting more points. And you're like, hey, man. Or you could just, what? But it's paying off for him. Like, he's going to Italy on points.
Yeah.
I see.
He can go see F1 races. And so it becomes like a...
Italy's way more romantic than toilet paper.
I don't know.
From my experience.
But I use toilet paper every day. And I don't use Italy every day. I'm just saying. Michael?
Yai.
What do you think?
You know, I don't want to make any assumptions. Oh. Sorry, one second. I don't want to make any assumptions. Earlier I heard her say, you know, I'm embarrassed to pull out coupons at restaurants. And it just makes me think... that, you know, obviously that's something a person with a little bit more money would say, because, you know, I'll pull out a coupon on any occasion I get. So, you know, I think the idea of doing this for like a homeless shelter or, you know, people at disadvantage is actually not a bad idea, because it sounds like that the money isn't entirely the issue.
Right.
But it sounds like she's upset with her house just being completely cluttered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you just clutter somebody else's house.
No, we help the people. You know,
it's not, yeah, it's but not even homeless people are like, enough.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I'm...
What smells in here?
I want you to finish that. Go ahead. What do you think? You think that was a burn?
No.
Then what smells?
Nothing.
Oh, you're saying it's me.
Nothing's burning you these days. It's not water.
I don't know how to say this. No, I do. What? Okay. I think I'm mad at our friend Nikki, who told me
with confidence.
With confidence, and it continues to double down on it, that life was going to get way good starting November 6th. And now within the last couple of days, my moon sign and everything moved into some other cool stuff. And I got 20 years of good crap coming my way.
Yeah,
it's just same. Like, I'm going to walk by a casino and like a slot machine's going to come flying out of there, just paying out onto me. Mm-hmm. That's what's supposed to be happening. Mm-hmm.
And it's about time because you've been really struggling. You've had a bad run.
16 years of bad karma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all this crap has happened to me. Divorces.
I don't think that's related to astrology.
How do you figure? Like, you don't think that's related?
No.
What is related? My dad?
No.
Then what's related?
I don't know. That's what I want to believe all of this stuff because it's kind of fun. It's interesting.
But you don't think, is your life better since November 6th?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, she was in London.
It got worse when I came back. No, just kidding.
My life got really good. Some great things are happening. My friends at Steel Bros are about to do something amazing. It's like, there's some great things happening in my life. Don't get me wrong. But like, I've got friends coming in from out of town. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to spend the night at my house tonight.
Oh, no.
They cannot. Can I say why? This is why TX says I smell. Yesterday, I get a text from my son saying, and this is something he does, so I don't know if he caused this to happen, but he said, I let the shower run for like 20 minutes and it's not hot. And I was like, did you check it at any time during that 20 minutes? He just turns it on and then plays like three levels of Halo.
Well, because it takes a while for all of the 20 hot minutes, water Aaron? To get. Your house is big. It has to travel through
it
the
It doesn't. So, long story longer, my hot water heater doesn't work. Mm. And like, no one can fix it fast. Mm-hmm. I found a hot water heater in Henderson. I don't know if you know where Henderson is. It's near my house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one sitting there for like $700. And companies are quoting me like $5,000 to replace my hot water heater.
Jeez.
Well, I feel like we aren't much help either. You sent us a picture of it last night. I couldn't even tell anything was wrong with it. You were like,
the water on the ground underneath it?
Wait, I didn't even open it. I was busy.
Sorry. We're not any help.
So here's the thing.
Oh yeah, there's water on the ground.
I came up with a genius idea today to, much like Abraham Lincoln did with his family, I would presume, get out a all-clad pot, fill it halfway full of water, get it hot on the stove, then top it off. Did you ever do that when you were like, well, you didn't have to do the water on the stove, but like, did you ever wash your car in your own driveway?
Yeah.
You get like super hot water in there, and then when you get outside, you put some of this cold water from the hose in to get it to the right temperature.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've never done that. I just use a hose. Is that bad?
You don't wash your car with hot water?
No, I just fill up the bucket with the hose.
I've done that too. I've done both.
You use cold water on your car?
I get, hose, whatever the temp that is.
There's a car wash on Dayton, like by Arapahoe, that has hot water. And I swear to God, your car is cleaner. Because it's hot water. It'll blast like the hot water. When you're trying to do dishes, like I was doing dishes last night without hot water, like you can't get crap off because like the hot water goes, and singes it off.
Okay,
and like regular water just doesn't do it.
That makes sense. That just feels like a lot of work. At that point, I'm not going to do it myself if I got to boil the water. And
You wouldn't have to because your hot water heater works. You would just put
okay. That's right. I think I have one of those.
I don't know even why I'm bringing this up, other than to say, I sent a picture to the group this morning, or this like before I left for work, of a pot of boiling water, a towel, a washcloth, and some body wash at my kitchen sink. I jumped up into the kitchen sink and French bathed myself before I came into work.
How was it?
I don't recommend it.
Okay. I was wondering.
They make like shower wipes. I think I have some in my gym bag if you want.
Shower wipes?
Yeah.
You don't understand what I smelled like this morning.
I cannot smell anything right now, so maybe
that's
good. I
want you to
good.
Come get up under this, because I'm going to cure your sinuses.
Well, you have a very, like, open door policy at your house. Neighbors, friends, everyone comes and goes a lot. They just come and I was wondering, what happens if one of your friends walks in?
Oh, my God, I can't believe you're saying this. Because... Oh, no. I also have had to, because of my open door policy, I turned the chime on my alarm system.
Nice.
So if somebody opens the door, it goes, bum, bum, bum. So I know somebody opened the door.
Cool.
So while I am buck naked in my sink, the door goes, bum, bum, bum.
Stop.
So where? I'm like, I jumped off. I'm a little honked up. I jumped off my sink. Like, I landed on the floor, my feet are wet and whatever, and I screwed myself up, and it was just the wind blew my garage door open a little bit.
Oh.
So I'm sprawled out on my floor.
Oh, my
getting
gosh.
A text that it's $5,000 to fix my hot water heater. Anyway, the long version of this is because Erin believes she's the only person who realized there are showers at the gym here at the radio station.
Well,
because
you didn't even realize that there was a gym here for a while.
There's a gym?
I'm being serious.
He's like, gym.
Jimmy John's?
I remember taking this. No, I knew it was there. But
well,
like,
and I didn't know if you knew that there were showers down there. So it was a genuine like, hey, there's showers
I
here.
I thought you took a shower with the dude on the radio station next door.
No, I had to let him. He was shirtless, but he locked himself out. So I had to go get him.
The long version of it is, could I come? This is, to me, this is like being on vacation and being filthy. Have you ever seen this where somebody's just gross? They've played volleyball. They've done all the stuff.
Sure.
And what do? They jump in the pool.
Yeah.
You can't come from home dirty and get in the gym shower. I feel like there's
a
rule.
Yeah, you can.
Really?
Here, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. The shower is fine. The pool, no. But
pool, no. But here, yeah.
Shower, all fine, right. Yeah. You know what? You got to pre-washed and then get in the shower?
No, you just can't come as dirty as I was, is all I'm saying. Because I would come walking in the building.
What
and
are
be
you
like,
doing that gets you to the point of like you on a beach dirty?
I was flailing around naked.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. I am trying really hard to be a nicer person.
Good.
Good.
You make it impossible, Erin.
Good.
Yes. He's not mad at me. All right.
No, I just...
She answered. Sorry.
Dude, did you look?
I haven't looked.
Do not look.
Okay. I didn't know this was going to cause such a scene. I was just...
So there's a weird thing. Tiak, if you don't listen to the show regularly, or maybe you don't realize this, somehow, as a gorgeous man with perfect eyebrows, perfect skin, incredible hair,
wow,
your diet is crap.
Yeah.
Like, just crap. And like...
It's fast. Mostly fast.
It's fast, and it's like, it's not great. So he excuses himself in between things and goes to the fridge and comes back with a smoothie that he's been hiding. Tiak drinking a smoothie. Okay, let's all take it.
This is honestly the first time I've ever seen that.
I'm going to start here. And I swear this is not out of anger, but like, you understand that's fruit, right?
Yeah. At some point it was fruit. Now it's got enough. It's slurpy adjacent. Now.
Okay. I guess like, because you don't eat fruit. If I had a bowl of grapes here, you would never grab one.
No, I probably wouldn't.
Strawberries.
I like grapes. That's the thing. I like fruit. I just don't
How
really.
How can you say you like it if you wouldn't? If there was a grape sitting here, I would absolutely grab one. Like one day Erin came in. It was all I could do because I didn't get one. But she had those damn grapes that are like the size of apples. They were those huge.
Oh, and they're
go,
so crunchy. Oh,
it sounded like
so
she
good.
Was eating a bag of like kettle cooked chips.
So good. I have videos of me
just crunching on grapes.
ASMR.
But like you don't. That's not your thing.
No.
So you having a smoothie. I swear to God, we're going to get to why I'm not a nice person anymore.
Okay.
And I think this is important to me. That I think the listeners will, for once in their lives, maybe agree with me. That like, anyway, you don't like fruit and you're having a smoothie. That's freaky. And you explained Explain to the listeners why you're having a smoothie.
So I'm having a strawberry smoothie. My son had a doctor's appointment early this morning, so my wife took him to the doctor's appointment. I stayed home with my daughter. Mm-hmm. They went to the doctor's appointment, got all healthy, and then they went to their favorite place where my wife and son go every week, basically. It's called Paris Baguette. It's in Parker, kind of close by.
Paris Baguette. I've never heard of it. Mm-hmm. You said it's in my Graceland.
Yes, it's near the Costco.
They play commercials.
They do?
They advertise, yeah. They're phenomenal.
On this radio station they do?
Yeah.
They do?
They do. Yeah, we've been going there even before.
I punch around other radio stations during the commercial. I'm just kidding. We're like, we don't listen to the radio. Like, we turn up the speakers just in time to hear the song fading, and then we come on the air with whatever inane conversation like this one.
Right. So they went and they got some treats and stuff. My wife gets coffee, and they brought me back a smoothie, because that's what I like when I go there. I either get the hot chocolate if it's cold, or I get a smoothie if it's not as cold. I kind of rotate. So I thought the smoothie, I'm glad that you're impressed that I'm drinking a smoothie, because I was kind of embarrassed because I'd never get coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker. So I get the smoothie. And to
no,
me,
that's
it's
totally fine.
Okay, good. To me, it's like that's like ordering off the kids' menu. It's like, okay, oh, the smoothie.
Can I have about 30 seconds?
Sure.
Fall into flavor at Paris Baguette and Parker. Indulge in our cozy autumn treats like flaky pumpkin. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they do advertise here. I'm not talking trash about them. I think Paris Baguette is awesome. That smoothie looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You said they have a mango one.
Yes, like they're
both
so good.
If it was anywhere near my house, although I could just get them and bring them like a Yeti or something and keep them cold. Because Mia will die for a mango smoothie, period.
Oh, they're so, Paris Baguette ones are so good. Okay. So they brought me the smoothie, and I don't really drink a lot or eat a lot in the morning, so I just kind of sipped a little bit, and I saved it. I'm like, I'll just take it into work, and I'll have that today instead of, I usually bring water in.
Okay. So the reason I hate Aaron because of Paris Baguette.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'll just stick to water.
We can't just leave the story here, because she's like, oh.
No, because you didn't know what it was.
And I've never heard
so
of Paris
Baguette. You asked,
and
what
you
is Paris?
Said,
it's a patisserie.
Okay. And in my defense, both T-Hack and I were like, huh?
Are you surprised that T-Hack had that response? I thought you were cultured. No offense, T-Hack.
Hold on, you're getting T-Hack on your team by hitting him with a shovel.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. What do you have to say for yourself?
I've never heard the word patisserie before this moment.
That's wild.
Do you think Paris Baguette, if I listen to the rest of that commercial, says patisserie in their
I think they would call it a bakery. But to me,
do they?
To me, it's a patisserie.
Okay, this is why you're texting in right now. I don't even have to finish my argument. Is Aaron or is Aaron not one of the people who say, I'm sorry, it's pronounced croissant?
I don't. I say croissant.
Okay, but then why are you an a-hole and insisting that
because
this is a
patisserie? Because it's a different, a patisserie is a specific type of like bakery.
Great, in Paris.
The definition is a shop where French pastries and cakes are sold. There are French pastries being sold
there.
Yeah,
but if Paris Baguette identifies as a bakery, then you're going to have to let them identify as a bakery.
Sure.
Okay, but you had to take your croissant.
I've never said that before. I say croissant.
But you,
strawberry smoothie.
Exactly. It's right by the Target on Gautreau. It's not. There are times, especially since you've got back from London, that you just think you're better than us.
No,
you think you're better than us.
No,
you do.
I have used the word patisserie.
How long have we worked together?
8 years.
I've never, Tiak, have you ever heard her say that word?
Because you never invite me to go anywhere.
No. I wouldn't invite you to a patisserie, period.
I've never heard that word, period.
I've never heard that word.
Let alone Aaron
also,
say it.
Also, you're gluten-free, so why would I invite
sometimes
you to a place?
Well,
now I want to invite
do.
You to a bakery.
Let's go, because sometimes they do.
No, I want a bakery that has nothing but gluten,
because
I want
to drink.
What?
I just need to know. I know this seems mundane to use the power of the radio station to find this out, but am I the a-hole?
You're
here?
The one that, like, whenever we mention anything about Brazil, you're the one that goes, obrigada, or whatever it is. You do it.
I do not.
Obrigado.
They're not Italian.
I don't know.
Well, they kind of are. There's a large population of Italians there. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Not like
or
that.
What are,
also, that's just thank you.
What are the cheese bread balls?
Cheese bread?
No. The Brazilian.
Yeah, it's cheese bread.
What do you call it?
That's a specific menu item.
So a patisserie is a specific?
No, it's not. It's called a bakery in the United States. It just is. And even if they have it, like, it was just such a snobby way to do it that I, like, I'm going to go.
I literally thought that that was what it was. And so.
Did you? You're on their site and it doesn't say.
I am on their site and I'm not seeing anything at all.
My smoothie's melting.
Well, so that's the thing. At the beginning of this.
Keep going.
I'm trying to think of exactly the words that T-Hack used. He said, because we were like, what would A-Hack call it? She goes there all the time.
Because she's the one who bought it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's got the most experience there.
I'm dialing your wife.
Okay.
And I don't, if she doesn't answer, it makes total sense that she wouldn't answer. But if she did answer.
She's been instructed to never answer.
If she's smart, she won't answer.
But T-Hack basically said, yeah, she's pretentious enough. To maybe call
she
it.
She might call it. She might call it that. She's cultured enough. It was the word I used.
I don't think she's gonna call
cultured
it that.
Was not the word you used.
What did he say? Pretentious.
It was something like that.
A snob. Did you call your wife a snob? She's not gonna answer. All right. So now I give you permission to look at the text from AHAC. Is Paris Baguette in Parker? It's Parker.
Yeah. Are
is
you
it
saying-
a bakery? Or is it, what is it, what did AHAC say?
So the question, how I phrased it.
Oh, No.
I just to give context.
Because you already know the answer.
What kind of business would you call Paris Baguette?
Uh-huh.
And she said, I would say a cafe/bakery.
Mm, okay.
I'm accepting apologies at 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
I don't think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I understand TikTok trends are stupid. Almost all of them are stupid. If they tell you to do something like eat a Tide Pod, don't do it.
Right.
Stack up milk crates and try to walk over them.
They made for some great videos though.
They really do. I just was on a loop, just pretty recently, of guys doing that.
Doing the milk crate thing?
Yes. Getting way too high up there.
Do you have that thing? It's called something. What is that thing called? Is it Schadenfreude? Is that what it's called?
Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
I think where you like
Love other people's pain?
No, I think I was just raised. I'm the Jackass generation. That was a big thing when I was growing
that's
up.
Schadenfreude, don't you think? They created a generation of Schadenfreude where it's like
But I like it when you have self-inflicted it. Like I don't like if someone is just hurting someone, I don't like that at all. But if you are if you're Johnny Knoxville and you're like, I'm gonna let this bull do whatever the bull's gonna do. Then that's your decision and I'll watch it.
But do you like it when there's a video of somebody like getting out of a car and there's ice there and they didn't realize it and they just...
Depends on their age.
When is it funny and when is it not?
It's funny when they're younger, not funny when they're older.
They're old?
No.
Mm,
yeah.
That's serious.
So the video that went around amongst my friend group of the dude trying to walk into a Mexican restaurant and he trips on the curb, but he tries to run through the trip. Mm-hmm. And like ends up just yard sailing.
Yeah, yeah.
That was me walking into El Jardin.
Yeah.
And Ben shared the footage with all my friends. My friends think it's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, I watch it all the time.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Am I not of the age group where it becomes less funny?
Isn't that a compliment?
All right. Having said all that, the TikTok is not always on point.
Mm-hmm.
This particular trend, while they're doing it wrong, I think it's smart. The new trend is order pizza, get pizza, flip it upside down, and drop it onto the floor.
Why?
Then
it goes against everything I believe in so far.
Okay, but listen to this. Depending on where you get your pizza from, and I don't want to name names of places. I will. Does Abo's still exist? Do you know? Do you know what Abo's is?
No.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
I think like Marco's is kind of adjacent to it. Abo's was a place like they were on the hill in Boulder. So they had those Brooklyn style pizzas.
Yeah.
So you would just go up and order a slice of pizza and the slice of pizza was bigger than your head.
Mm-hmm. They are around. They've got one in Longmont. They've got a few locations. North Glen, Broomfield.
So just I love Abo's. I used to eat it every single Friday or Saturday drinking on the hill in Boulder when I was going
to see.
Is
that the one that you would hold it over the trash can?
Yes, you fold it into a triangle and just let the grease. Most like people who love greasy, fatty things would just eat it, which is fine. You're allowed.
Okay. Yeah, good.
But you shouldn't because it's not good for you. So just you fold it and you do whatever. This is doing the fold and hold all in one fell swoop. You flip as
by
the
dropping,
pizza hits the ground.
Because it's still in the box.
It's still in the box. So the grease goes and hits the roof of the box. It hits
and the box absorbs it. So instead of using napkins. Yeah, but what if the cheese sticks to the box?
It's not gonna. because you get it, if it's got enough toppings and stuff and it's still piping hot, it's like, and then you flip it back over. Sorry. I don't think you drop it, is all I'm saying.
The
I think
drop you, seems unnecessary. It does, why can't to me. I just put it upside down?
I think, okay, then we agree. TikTok's not right, but it's not wrong.
I still like, don't
flipping
like
it like an hourglass.
It.
Do it slow and just go like, oh, and wait. And then like when you see like.
But doesn't it need kind of that most, that jolt? Quick motion? Yeah, the jolt to like.
No, because then all the
off.
Toppings come off and like.
How fragile of a pizza are you ordering?
It's gluten free. It's very fragile.
I think we should try it. Like, to me, I don't think Godfather's pizza is greasy at all. I want to go on record of saying that. But their toppings are so hefty.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you couldn't, I think you could drop that off the
same with Bojo's.
Building. Huh?
Same with Bojo's.
What did I say?
Godfather's.
Oh, I meant Bojo's. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's the same to me. Godfather. I grew up with Godfather's, and it's became Bojo's.
Oh,
it's just got more bread on the crust for Bojo's.
I see.
Yeah. But like, I think you could drop a Bojo's pizza from on top of this building, and the toppings would be.
But if it's too hot, I'm with Aaron. I think the cheese. I think it's gonna get messy if the pizza's too hot. It needs to kind of solidify, but you kind of need the grease in there to have it. What's it called when the cheese does that? When it solidifies, you know. When it gets like hard.
I'm not going to save you.
You know what I'm saying. You know,
coagulates.
I don't think that's it.
What are you trying to, when
the cheese like get like you put cheese like a cheese pizza in the fridge and then the cheese like isn't melty anymore.
Hardens.
It's got a word.
It's
dang
like
it.
Coagulates.
Is it coagulate?
Is it not coagulates?
All
right. I just need people to text in to 51059 if you've done it or if you're willing to do it tonight. Like, let's all dump pizzas. And meet back here tomorrow.
Google said it's just cooled cheese.
Everyone dump a pizza upside down and hit us up with the results.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Go ahead, say it.
Congealed.
Congealed is the word.
Yeah, that's the, okay.
If you were listening a minute ago, the word he was.
Congealed.
Congealed is the word.
What an idiot.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a you be the judge situation.
Ooh.
Here.
I need a little warning on things like this.
And you two were actually kind of involved in this when it happened. So
how can we be the judges then? That's
thank you.
All right.
So recently we went to a bar. It's nearby the radio station. It's called Halo. It's a rooftop bar.
Oh,
remember
yeah, yeah.
We went there.
I really want. I okay. Sorry.
What?
I just. I really want that to be my summer spot.
It's so dope.
It's
so
awesome.
Nice.
The view was crazy.
What's that name of that hotel? It's inside a hotel. Like, if you know the Denver Tech Center, maybe we don't want people to go there.
Yeah, no, the place sucks.
Oh, my God, it's the worst. It's, dude, you can see all of Denver.
Yeah.
You know my other place that I want to be my summer bar is in, what do you call that, Rhino?
Is it Improper City? Because that's mine.
I want to be in Improper City during
year
the day.
Round.
I want to
year
work.
Round. I want to be there.
I want to work there.
Mm.
But then there's a bar at the Source Hotel, which is also in Rhino. It's so close to Improper City, but a pain in the butt to get between because light rail's in between. So you have to, or the railroad tracks or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you have to like go 17 streets one way
the
to
woods?
Be able to get across. It's called the Woods. Yes, it's a lot like Halo,
okay.
But like you're looking, you can see Coors Field, the mountains.
Oh, fine.
I mean, sunset wow. shots from the Source Hotel. They make a French 75 that will change your. You know what a French 75 is?
It's a drink.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. I think
gin
I've had
and
one.
Champagne
yeah.
and like lemon.
Oh, interesting.
Oh God, it's so good. Anyway, but the Halo
yeah,
is
the Kempton Claret Hotel.
Is that the name? That's where the Halo is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's
it's small. The mm-hmm. bar's not that big.
Yeah.
But when the patio's open in the summer, I think you could probably pack 300-400 people in there. Maybe
no, not that much.
Even with the patio, because the patio goes all the way around.
Hmm.
It's such a fun bar.
I don't know. I've always been terrible at like the guess how many marbles are in a jar thing. So I don't know. You could say 1,000 and I don't
know. That is the most obscure thing, but like
it's relatable.
Every
yeah, we've
like,
all done it.
There was the orthodontist, as long as we're just plugging
Sorry.
Businesses, the orthodontist that did both my kids' braces, Eng, in he's got offices in Brighton and Commerce City.
Mm.
He was great, but they always had a thing in like where
guess
while you're waiting for your
beans,
kid, it's like
yeah,
it was like jelly beans. You're like, dude, you're a dentist, man. Put like floss sticks in there or something that like
no, he's getting return customers.
I guess. How do you do it, do you think?
I just guess, and then every time they look at me like I'm dumb. But you're supposed to... You're supposed to like count up and then sideways and I don't know.
Yeah, do the, yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm just like, I don't
you
know.
You just eyeball least... and go 47. Yeah. Like, there's clearly like 3,000 yeah. in there. Okay, sorry.
No,
so
it's okay.
You were at Halo eating yeah, jelly beans.
We all went. We all went to Halo.
Okay, yeah.
And we all went separately, right? So we all like, and when you get into the hotel, you have to get on the elevator and then you hit PH on the elevator, which is penthouse. To go up and it takes you to the bar, right?
Yes.
And so you guys, I think, were already up there and I was the last one. I was part like running yes. behind. So I get on the elevator and I'm just by myself and I hit the PH and it lights up and then we stop on like the third floor and a few guys get in. They're definitely there for like a conference. Yeah, I can tell they're traveling.
Oh, okay.
They're
okay.
not, and they're staying at a hotel too. So it
yeah.
didn't
Makes
take.
Sense. And you're in the tech center. And,
right. So, yeah. okay. So they get on and they're kind of talking about like, oh, are you going to the meeting later and blah, blah, blah. So they're going from the third floor to like the eighth floor.
Okay.
And they see that the PH penthouse is lit up. And so they turn to me and they go, whoa, are you staying at the penthouse? Is it nice up there? And I said, yeah, it's pretty nice.
Oh.
It's for good school. And they're like, whoa, well, cool, man. Like, enjoy it. And then they got off on the eighth floor. And then I went up to the bar, which is not the penthouse. It's just the bar.
Dude, it is still the penthouse.
But
the penthouse doesn't have to be. But mm-hmm. you lied.
I definitely lied, and it's the funniest thing in the world to me, because I know at some point during their stay, they're going to go to the Halo rooftop bar, and they're going to hit penthouse, and they're going to go,
what the heck, that dude?
What was that guy talking about? He just lied, and I'll never see him again, and that's so funny to me, and I'm asking, is something wrong with me?
No, because I love doing that.
Okay, good. Good. Yes, yes.
No, there's something wrong with both of you.
You make up scenarios in your head and like go with, like when you travel, I'm a different person when I travel.
I do too.
Exactly.
Because
you know
traveling.
You're never going to see any of these people ever again. So like, I'm going to change my name. I'm going
to. I knew they weren't going. They were getting off before I was going to. Now.
You let them be impressed with you.
Of course. Of course.
That's disgusting.
My sunglasses on.
That is stolen valor, sir. You might as well have told them you were in the military.
No.
Oh, come
different.
On.
No, well, it's still.
They believed. I looked like a penthouse kind of guy to them. They believed it.
Because penthouse now is like socks and stocks, people.
It is?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So Tiag with his cargo pants. So, okay.
Yeah, my long hair, my sunglasses, and they were
so
like,
they
whoa.
Just, they just thought you were
I
the
think
guy.
That guy's in a band or something. You know?
So your question is, are you alone in that? Is that what you're
well,
asking?
Well, it sounds like Aaron's on my side, too.
For
like
sure.
It's funny. I think it's just
I just don't think it's
harmless. It's funny.
It's not harmless.
Yeah, it is.
Because later on when somebody goes like, let's go up to that bar on the penthouse, they're going to be like, no, there's a guy who lives up there. They're going to be like freaked out. We can't go up there. Like, I met the guy.
The
he was on the elevator.
The bar is on PH.
Yeah, but you, like, when the first time I went to Halo, like, I saw PH and like, I think then there's 18. I hit 18 because I'm like, the bar must be on 18 because then the penthouse is above the, like, mm-hmm. you did call
right.
it, have that button say Halo. That button should say Halo or bar, not PH.
I agree.
Because it's misleading. So I got off on 18 and walked around rooms.
You know what you could do?
What?
Ask someone that works there like I did, and I got there perfectly.
Why don't I just ask the guy who lives in the penthouse? T-Hack?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Okay. I'm asking, I started this question off the air, but now it has to roll over onto the air. Do you do... the thankful thing. Now, Tiek was an immediate yes, and I don't think he understands the question if he answered yes that fast.
I think he absolutely is.
I think
do
I,
you
yeah.
do the thankful thing? Aaron?
No.
I mean on Thanksgiving.
I never do
so
the thing.
You never do it.
No, and like even the daily, what do they call it? Like the
affirmations?
Like at dinner, like the highs and lows, or like the...
Sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour, yeah. Don't even do that.
Do you eat dinner with like your nephews and stuff?
Sometimes.
Okay. But you're a good manifester, aren't you?
No.
Oh, yeah, obviously, look where you are.
You said it, not me.
That's so terrible. No, I think you are a good manifester.
No,
I came to your school and now you like work here. Like you make things happen.
I don't know. I guess I've never looked at it as manifesting. It's more just been like be a good person and put in the work.
Okay. But you don't ever go like because I know I'm bad at this. Like, I have the best job on the planet. My kids are amazing. They're super smart. And I never say it out loud.
Mm.
I'm just like,
oh, really?
I say it out loud for sure.
Constantly take this for granted. It's like terrible. In fact, I just heard a thing. It was down in a scroll hole or whatever. And one of the things this guy said is like every day, like there's three things you have to do. It's like, do you get those videos on your feed where it's like, do these four things and your life's going to change.
Oh,
one,
yeah.
Do this. Two, do this. And then the video's over. And you're like,
what's the rest?
What's the other two things?
You got to buy the course.
Is that what it is?
To get the other two.
Too much of a boomer to like, have to go like and subscribe to like.
That or like you have to go to their profile so then they get more traction, more views.
Is that what it is? So yeah. I just never know the things. But this is the first video. It was like, do these three things and your life is going to change. Crap, I don't remember the third thing. Oh, it was breath. One, what hand do you brush your teeth with?
My right hand.
Brush with your opposite hand.
I don't switch.
So your brain just like automatically, that's first thing.
Okay.
Brush with the opposite hand. When you're done with that, look in the mirror, make eye contact with yourself. Deep eye contact with yourself and say, I love you 10 times.
Wow.
Tell yourself that you love you.
I like that one.
10 times.
I don't understand the toothbrushing one.
Because you're opening up a different side of your brain. You're doing something.
Oh.
You're already, first thing, you're like, what, the presumption is you're brushing your teeth early and not just like once you've left his house and you're in the car walking out in the sequin
now
gown.
It makes sense.
What? Anyway.
I like the eye contact one because I definitely don't do that. I never, even when I am brushing my teeth with whatever hand, I feel like I don't look myself in the mirror.
I never look like I've now had crap in my beard or whatever, and somebody will go like, hey man, you got a little something. It's like, oh my god, that happened like 7 hours ago that would have gotten in there. I'd never look at myself in the mirror ever.
I do, but I don't look into myself in that way. Like, I'm not like making eye contact.
You're
just
looking at
your
beard. Looking at your hair.
Yeah, hair is all good.
It's just
you're
a
good.
Check.
Yeah, it's not like a deep like a connection with myself. Mm.
Yeah,
like,
you got
it. Sounds
like,
intense.
I haven't tried it yet.
Like, I love doing that. That sounds so pretentious.
You do?
Yeah.
No, that's not pretentious. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You look in your own eyes in the mirror.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't even know what color my eyes are. I mean, I've been told they're hazel and some days they're green and some days, but like, I've never really like looked at my eyes.
I love giving myself a pep talk in the mirror.
You do?
Yeah.
You Stuart Smalley-it?
I don't know what that is.
Isn't that his name? He was on Saturday Night Live. He was the guy who was like,
oh, you are smart.
You're smart enough. You're good enough.
Are you talking about like,
gosh darn
look
it.
What I can do, Stuart? No, that's Mad TV. No,
gosh darn it. People,
people like me. Yeah.
That's it.
You
yeah,
do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
He became a senator, that dude.
Who the heck is this?
He's a
Al Franken.
Al Franken, yeah.
Played him.
He
that's
became a
right.
United States senator or something. Anyway, what? I don't even remember what we were talking about. Oh,
what was the third thing?
The third thing is 25 deep, deep, deep breaths.
Mm.
And you got to do that 3 times a day. Like morning, noon, and night, like intentional, like.
And like count it, and yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Big breaths. Wrong hand toothbrush, I love you to the mirror, and deep breaths, and see if you're better. But TAC, I think, has it down where you're actually thankful. Like you legitimately every day go, damn, I'm good. Or damn, like I want to know. I was talking about Thanksgiving, but we can boil it down. You do this every day.
I say like affirmations, definitely. I think you have to speak them out into. You have to speak things into existence. Like if it's in your head, I don't think it's enough.
So
you
would you let us in on it?
Like you mentioned your kids, yeah. So one thing I say every single day is I'm happy and grateful for our healthy babies. Every day.
You say that out loud.
Every day.
Are you always in like the same place? When you say
usually it's the end of the night, so it's like if I let the dogs out, I'm kind of in the yard, so I get like my
you do
bare
your
feet.
Grounding,
I do my grounding. I kind of look at the moon. I get a little hippy dippy.
And you're not embarrassed?
No, my dogs, they're cool.
No, but I mean, what if your wife walked out? Like she knows you do this, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. She knows.
It just feels. I don't know why it's like getting caught.
Why would I be embarrassed?
I'm caught touching yourself, sort of.
It's not. No.
No.
I'm for real. Then why don't you do it? Do it right now.
I don't have kids.
What are you happy and grateful for? Oh. It's just, to me, it's so personal that I would feel weird if somebody walked up on it. Like, you know
but,
what well, I mean?
I agree. It feels weird saying it now, but I like it.
I talk to myself all the time. You guys walk up on random.
I know,
random,
but you're not saying anything. You're saying gobbledygook. if I walked up and you're doing Stuart Smalley in the mirror, I'd be like, what? Like, you know?
But like, I like that because no matter what, like, the day can be stressful. No matter what's gone wrong, at the end of the day, you're like, you know what? I'm happy and grateful for our healthy babies. I have two healthy kids. Shut up.
Yeah.
Like, you're fine. Things are awesome.
And does that put it to bed then? Does that put everything else to bed right
It
then?
Does, yeah. A lot. Mm-hmm.
Then why don't you say it sooner? Do you know what I mean? Wait, if that's a thing, you should say that at 9 a.m. Like, and not wait until the end. Your whole day has been crap.
And I've been trying because I have the hoarder, the OCD, whatever gene that is. So then it became almost like I'm not thinking it. I'm just saying it because it's part of the routine.
Right.
So I am trying to that you're nailing
be
it.
Be grateful earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be at this time, at this place. You say this because then you're not.
You're not really living it. This is just a routine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about me and Aaron when you're in that?
Get the bleep button ready.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story about a guy who came to a store naked.
Ah.
And left with one less appendage than he came
in. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Cross your legs, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. That was a lot as a teaser. Okay. I've got a story about... Sometimes it's just best to keep your mouth shut.
Mm. I think that works for both of our stories.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida!
Yeah! Let's go!
It's actually some brothers. They were cooking in the kitchen, and they got into some sort of fight.
Oh, fracas.
A what?
Fracas? Never heard that word?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, God. Okay. I just want you to know, sometimes I'm here to just help you with your story. And so I'm just like, I'm not trying to derail it, but fracas is a word. Other people know the word fracas.
Sure.
Tiak, will you Google fracas before I start a fracas in the studio? Okay.
Anyways, they were cooking, a fight broke out. And
a
one
fracas?
A noisy disturbance or quarrel?
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
They were cooking in the kitchen and a noisy disturbance.
Dad, he just described what a fracas is.
That's the definition, yeah.
Broke out. One brother said, basically, I've had enough of this, grabbed a knife, and stabbed his brother in the neck.
What? He stabbed him?
Yeah, and then also sliced his arm and face. So obviously, police were called. The other brother's okay. Wow. The stabber was later found hiding he was hiding in a tree. I don't know. But I guess
it is Florida.
He said he was mad at his brother because he was talking over the food.
Talking over the food.
Yeah.
Oh, like spittle.
Yeah.
I was once at a restaurant where one of our coworkers was sitting in my seat when the food arrived.
Oh, yeah.
And he talked over my food. I did not eat that food.
Mm-hmm. Did not stab him in the neck. You just said, I'm not going to eat it.
I still think about it on the daily. Okay. What was I talking about? Oh, my story out of Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm. Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
So, tons of people called 911 at a gas station. Some dude showed up and he was unclothed. So the station attendant went up to him and said, hey, man, you got to leave unless you put clothes on. That's when, you won't believe this, but a fracas broke out.
Oh, wow.
They began
quarrel?
To fracas. You want to look it up? The naked guy jumped him. They began to fight. They began to scream. They began to... anyway, the naked guy was winning, so the other dude...
Of course,
dude,
no one wants to touch a naked guy.
Bit off an appendage.
Oh, my...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He did not bite off what you think. He bit off one of the dude's fingers.
Okay, I got plenty of those. I got backups of those.
You barely have one of the other thing. Anyway, please recall everybody... I don't really have more to my story. I just wanted to say fracas one more time.
Did the police finger the guy?
That's a very inappropriate question.
That's what they... That's real. Those...
Don't leave me hanging like that.
We're
Come
all
on.
The stupid people we can find. for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.